Mexican villagers! This is Resident Services with another episode about all the nooks and crannies of Animal Crossing. With you today are, from Iloilo, Defiant Coconut RJ, Defiant Coconut, Coco. From Fantasy Key and Kumandra, Risen Producer Miranda.
He is risen indeed.
From Lollywood and Pizza Rizzo, Art School Girl.
Think of an art item.
Brush, paint,
colored pencils.
What is the set? The art. Oh my god, we're already off the rails. Okay, keep going.
Literally after I said this will be the tightest episode we'll ever record. And from Harmonia, shifty dietitian Adam.
Hello.
This is what you get when you tell us you have a heart out.
Yeah, Casey, this is what you get when you tell us I need to have this recording end at a certain time so that someone...
Don't finish that sentence.
So
don't finish
your weekend.
Don't finish that sentence.
What were the ingredients of your chili you made this evening?
Let's talk about everything else besides Animal Crossing. Okay, we are coming off the heels of quite literally the shortest season of all time in the game. Cherry Blossom season.
Ask me if I got any recipes. Ask me. Somebody ask me.
Did you get any recipes?
No recipes. Zero. That's not true. I got the picnic and I got the wand.
At least you got the picnic. The picnic's the best one.
I feel it's like Kumandra. No,
the pile of leaves is the best one. The petals.
No. The bonsai tree, the leaves, the lantern, the stick things.
And also the vase, the wallpaper and the flooring. Those are really good.
The vase is literally, I think it's literally called like sticks.
Yes. That is the one that I did not get on either island. I got the bonsai tree on Kumandra. And then I think I'm just missing the bonsai tree and the sticks from Fantasy Key. So there's something to look forward to a year from now. We're playing while we're all in Tokyo.
Yeah.
There you go.
As we're actually looking at the real cherry blossoms.
Yes.
And how are they going to have the last day of cherry blossom season on the freaking...
Oh my god, don't even get me started. On a fishing tourney.
Like, I'm busy. Like this is really messing my vibe. Like,
yeah,
I don't have
imagine
time for
the
this.
Balloons. Imagine the DIYs that the villagers could have been making. They could have been cherry blossom.
Did any of the villagers make cherry blossom?
On
DIYs?
The Nintendo, I looked it up because I was trying to figure out, like, yeah. And it said it was a possibility too that they would make that.
Oh.
They could,
yeah, like
they could be one of the things that give you the DIY. Mm-hmm.
I just don't understand why they never come up in the message bottles.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Why are seasonal DIYs not in message bottles?
Because like the last day of on Bunny Day, for recipes that you didn't get, I had like three bottles on my Pizza Rizzo's beach that were really? Easter bottles with the DIYs. So it's like why don't we do that for this season?
Why
for
do we push Bunny days? Day? What is, again, what is their agenda with Bunny
Zipper,
Day?
You know what? Zipper probably paid like a paid ad program and made sure that Tom Nook would fully do Bunny Day in your islands. But no one's paying for cherry blossoms. That's the thing.
We need
a brand ambassador cherry blossoms.
Is her name June? That bear that's really cute?
Yeah, but she's got like, it's like
a little...
Yeah,
it's like a hibiscus.
We all have our hand up to our head.
It feels like cherry blossom season is akin to the acorn moment that we had like last fall.
Yeah.
But like that went on for so long. I feel like in comparison. Yeah.
But is
again,
it,
yes,
is it
I
meant
understand
to...
that Sakura season.
Yes,
is not
I was about to say
a long time, but
let us have like, our fantasy.
Yeah, give us 14 days.
Give us some
2 weeks.
Give us the entirety of cherry blossoms. Let us have the option to just have pink trees the whole time.
Yes. Custom trees.
Here's what I'm saying. If you're going to put in the effort of coding that there are no bushes in a specific time frame, you could code it so that that entire time frame could have been cherry blossoms. If you're going to not give us anything bushes. Extra.
Pink hedges.
Oh, can you believe? We need a
Speaking of hedges, speaking of bushes, Leaf came to Harmonia. Leaf showed his face on Harmonia. And I love Leaf, so I mean this in the nicest way possible. But I was like, what are you selling? Because he actually had roses and lilies, which I was like, oh, wow, shocking. I feel like I've never seen you sell lilies. So I bought some of those, and then I was like, what bushes? And he was selling whatever two bushes from now is. Because I think next is azaleas, and then hydrangeas, and then he was selling whatever is after that. And I was like, this is too early. I am not buying...
Tea olive? Your most hated?
Yeah. Yes. And I was like, what are we doing here?
The nerve.
Tea olive?
He's been trying to sell hollies to me. And I'm like, this is not the time.
We just got over.
Have a holly jolly April and stop selling these to me.
How dare him?
Yeah. Well, at least you've commemorated the season, RJ, in your dream address.
So, full disclosure, I did think that it was Sunday because I was like, there's no way cherry blossoms will end on a fishing tourney day. There's no way.
Way.
And so I was like, wow, okay, all right. So she did a little TT just to go back. And then I literally had to be like, I had to go multiple times to find golden hour. And I found it at around 6:15, 6:30.
I think so I saved mine one day during Sakura season in golden hour time. Yeah.
Well, your Megan picture just inspired me. I was like, ugh.
Yeah, Megan just looks so great in golden hour.
Megan does look great in golden hour. Like,
yeah.
I'll always remember when RJ learned what golden hour meant. I'll never forget the time. I will never forget
it. Tell a story. We have all the time in the world on this podcast.
Yes, let us tell. When we were walking toward the Tree of Life at Animal Kingdom, we're like, golden hour. And he was like, huh? And we're like, golden hour. Anyway, speaking of TTing, this is the first time I have ever had to TT back because I missed multiple days.
Wow.
Your girl was volunteering at a vaccine clinic.
Essential?
I am now essential?
It only took over a year.
That'll be the last time I'm in the office again for goodness knows how long. So I was essential for the weekend. I volunteered to be essential. And I just got exhausted because I'm like, I don't know how to do anything anymore. And I had to time travel back to Saturday and then Sunday and then do Monday.
Yeah.
And I was like, this on both islands. I feel like I did Saturday on one island, but then I had to TT back. Ugh, it was exhausting. But I had to make sure you had to do it.
And you have to TT at the right time because no one's going to want to talk to you about anything but fishing tourney on Saturday.
That is
so you got to do it for like after like 6 o'clock or whatever.
Yeah. Girl, when I did TT back,
people are dying, Kim.
It was that Saturday where I was like, I'm not even gonna try to talk to anyone. I like didn't even bother.
I decided I'm just like not gonna really talk to anybody in Kumandra unless it's like convenient for me, because right now I'm just like tired. I'm trying to figure out how I want my layout of my island now that I'm able to terraform and all that. And I'm like, I'll talk to them if they're there, but I'm not giving any gifts unless I like have a pocket full of pumpkins or something.
I got a pocket full of pumpkins.
I got a
What a good bit from a great film.
Soon to be Disney star of Cruella. Yes. Cruella.
Emma Stone.
Well, if you want some inspiration for layouts, you can do what we did and visit some of the dream addresses that were posted on the co-op. We visited Delfino.
We did.
We visited The Good Place. That was the first one.
Oh.
And then we visited the third one that you visited too.
Can I just say this? I was watching back some of your visiting of The Good Place. Yeah. And RJ, you don't know how to use the cutouts.
What do you...
Oh, I did watch that part of the live.
Something?
You press A. You press A and your head goes down into the cutout. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think you can press A again or another button and you can have different expressions whenever you're in the cutout.
Cute.
Oh.
Yep. Your eyes can change and stuff. Yeah, I was watching Archie go, I don't think I can fit in this cutout. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And no one in the chat's helping this man.
No.
Yeah, none of our four viewers at the time.
Yeah.
And you completely missed his whole Disney section. You saw it. You turned around and you never went back to it because he has Dustin, I think his name is. He has all these little, it's like these, they're like little islands and they have little Disney scenes in them. And it's very cute. I watched you look at it and then turn to the side and get distracted and then never found it again.
RJ is the worst person to go to a dream address.
Stop this.
Honestly, he should never be allowed to be the one who's in charge. Because he will not even go to parts of the island. He'll just be like, oh, I saw like a quarter of it. I got the gist. Bye.
When Adam took over for that third, well, A, it was lagging so much, but B, you know, Adam did want to like go through every single portion of it. But it was
Into rooms of their house that I don't think they wanted anybody to go into. Because there was nothing
you
on the
went
phones.
Everywhere.
There was nothing in the
you
rooms.
Went everywhere. Mama.
There was a sleeping
it is
bag
fun
on
that
the
you
floor.
Decided to live stream your visiting of dream addresses. That was fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Danny had said, I think it was when Dustin posted The Good Place dream address, Danny commented and was like, you should stream this. Then I forgot. I never did it.
Shocker.
And then when Michelle posted Delfino, I was like, oh, that's right. I was going to do... he wanted me to stream that. So I was like, well, I'm going to just do both. And that was iconic because that was the day it was like super windy outside. And like,
oh, yes, the storm.
That's iconic. Why the day was iconic.
That was why it was iconic.
Because of the storm.
Because of the storm. And were we still having side effects? Were we still tired?
No, we were fine.
Was that Saturday or Sunday?
That was Sunday.
No, that was...
You were Saturday. The live stream was Sunday.
It was Sunday.
No.
Yeah, Sunday
it was Saturday because I was at Carthay Circle watching it.
Yes.
Oh.
So it was Saturday.
And I didn't go to the park on Sunday.
But it was after you went to the cluck and the chicken.
No,
thing.
She. No, but she said no.
You went there and then you came back and you live streamed.
Because I had to go to the bathroom. And when I came out, you were setting up to live stream.
And now we're not eating chicken salad.
And now we're not eating chicken salad.
Oh, no.
Was it that?
No. It was fine. I think it was just like the first real meal I had had since the vaccine. So I think my body was like, oh, mayo is how you want to do this? You want to do your first meal with mayo?
A big old scoop of mayo?
Big old scoop. Well, thank you for sponsoring us for this episode, Chicken Salad Chick.
It was good, though.
I did get some stuff to try and recreate one of my favorite Chicken Salad Chicks.
Was it the Dixie?
No, not the Dixie.
Dixie doesn't like onions.
It's like the lemon basil one.
Not this local Orlando conversation.
It's not even local.
Hey, Chicken Salad Chick is also available in Texas.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a southern chain.
The entire time, I thought the picnic basket was a purse. And Adam and I had a long conversation about, like,
on the logo, she's holding a picnic basket. And he was like, she just looks so metropolitan. Like, she looks so New York. I was like, she's holding a picnic basket.
And I was like, oh, yeah, no, I thought it was a shopping bag. You guys. I thought she was just like a lady shopping. And just then she stopped for chicken salad.
Your food mascot podcast is coming soon.
That's right, on the Animalverse. Yeah. Coming soon. Oh my God. But yes, I did have a really fun we both had a really fun time streaming. I mean, another full disclosure. Afterwards, Adam was like, I could do that again. That was really fun. Maybe I should be a streamer. He said those words.
A streamer? That can be your job in Chicago. You could be a Twitch streamer.
That's what I said. I was like, well,
this man is gaslighting everyone who's listening to this podcast.
I was like, when you have
I was like,
time,
oh, that was fun. And that's all I said. And then I walked away.
Yeah, he said, oh, that was fun. I think I could do that. I think I could
gain monetary value from this.
Monetize all the hobbies. No fun hobbies.
No fun hobbies. Right.
Working well, 5 to 9.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. As Dolly Parton said in
the Dolly Parton sequel.
Yeah.
You know what one of my hobbies is?
Uh-huh. I'm afraid to ask.
Is visiting.
And that and.
Oh my gosh. Let me finish. Visiting Build-A-Bears.
Oh, girl.
Your girl went to a Build-A-Bear at Knott's Berry Farm.
You did.
They have a Build-A-Bear. So I got some Knott's Berry Farm shirts for my Build-A-Bears.
Are you dressing up Tom and Isabel when they come back, when they arrive?
Once they get here, they've got new clothes. But some of us already got our Build-A-Bears.
This is what I was so surprised by. This is why I commented that thing, because I was like, she's already out? I thought it was like, this is your pre-order.
Yeah, Miranda like picked it up at the border of St. Louis. They're in St. Louis.
I packed my own order. Yeah, they're only a 6-hour drive. So, well, first of all, so the Build-A-Bear, as we mentioned last week's episode, they were coming out last week. We were put in the virtual queue at 9:30. And
oh, we didn't talk about it yet?
No, because we recorded on Monday and it happened on Tuesday.
And then you were supposed to do a clubhouse, but you didn't, right?
Because we were all traumatized. Truly. I didn't know the thread happened until literally the next day. And I was like, oh, I'm catching up on the thread.
An hour and a half on the thread because there was so much. But yeah, so we all joined the virtual queue at 9:30. We had a thread going on the co-op talking about our misfortunes.
And that was the first time that we even saw what was going to be dropped. Yes. Was at 9:30.
Yes. And earlier that morning, there were all these rumors.
Oh, my gosh. The rumors.
And they were like, oh, it's going to be Coco and Audie and I don't even remember who else. Stitches.
Bob. Stitches was one.
Raymond.
KK.
I think. No, not Renee.
Rosie was one.
Rosie. But it was like list of like 15 villagers. Yeah. And I'm like, in what world is Bath and Body Works? Build-A-Bear.
The next drop.
B-A-B-W. So
yes. Going to drop this many villagers.
And so in their reasoning was we searched these villager names and Build-A-Bear on their website, and we found these coded in, you know, into the website, aka Miss CEO.
SEO.
Oh, SEO.
I don't work in
the CEO of SEO.
I don't work
in
marketing.
But they were like trying to defend themselves. They're like, well, we put it in there. I'm like, yeah, that's what you do. I could look at
use every. Keywords,
Nooks Cranny, and it would bring me to the page. Like, that's
they're
just
making
how you work
a Nooks
website.
Cranny Build-A-Bear. They're making the whole store into a Build-A-Bear.
Yeah, so we ended up only getting a Tom and an Isabel, though Build-A-Bear did say that they were dropping another character later, which we believe
it's gonna be KK. Absolutely.
It's gotta be.
Wouldn't it be a gag if it was Sahara?
Could you imagine?
I would buy it.
That would be so cute.
Yeah, I would buy it. Or red. That would be really funny too.
I was in the virtual queue for an hour and a half. So I get in to the pre-queue, the whatever, at 9:30, and then the actual virtual queue to buy started at 10 a.m. and I didn't get to purchase until 11:30. Well, how long did you wait?
Adam, what were you gonna say?
It's after. I'll talk after.
Yeah, okay. Adam, this is for people who only got to buy Build-A-Bear, so we are not allowed to talk.
I was working at my essential job.
I was in for about an hour because my order went through at 11:02 and they went on sale at 10. So I was in for about an hour and I was on my laptop, my work laptop. I was on my laptop and also put my iPad on, and my iPad was super slow. It was not anywhere, like, I was still like way back in the queue, but my laptop, I got a good spot. So I got both. I got Isabel first, and then once I paid, I was still on the site and I kept looking at Tom Nook. And I was like, oh, I kind of like him. And so I bought Tom Nook. So I bought them separately. So they're shipping separately. I think also what did it for me was they released like a video with two like tweens who, two people.
Two girls.
But they had the sounds and I liked the sounds. Oh my gosh, what's she saying?
I don't know. That's what
she was watching a movie last night, and she was getting scared because it was a thriller. I really wanted one of the sounds to be when she does her like boing, and she like realizes she was like talking about something. Nope.
I don't know what that is.
That's like is
okay.
Girl, we get
Chatty Cathy over here.
Mm-hmm. I love that one.
Yes. Yeah.
I think that's what did it for me.
It's so cute. Is that.
And then Tom Nook just does some things too. And he has one sound effect that I really like. So we'll see whenever they arrive. They've shipped, but it doesn't have a date of when they'll get here.
So we say it was a failure because we know people in the co-op did not get it. The queue closed on them.
Would we say ColourPop is one, Build-A-Bear's two, Target's like a very distant three? Is that where
we're Target's like 100. Like it's way at the bottom.
We do need to do that giveaway soon because I'm going to lose those cards.
You're going to give them away to Adam and I. That's the giveaway.
Adam and RJ won the giveaway. Oh, wow.
My winner.
Congratulations.
Much like I check for. Oh, am I frozen? No.
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 Much like I check if I win the Food Rocks contest every month.
Uh-huh. Every month I'm waiting for
when I win Food Rocks, you can win the Sanrio card.
You
can win a Sanrio
Evo. I was on the
Miranda, we're going to win, and we're going to win a Food Rocks sticker.
Oh,
yeah. Guys, thank you so much for being Food Rockers.
A meet and greet!
Something that also that RJ didn't know what it was a step and repeat. I had to explain to him what it was. He was like, "What is a step and repeat?" And I was like, "It's like the thing. It's like the backdrop,
the
logo,
the thing."
Yeah.
So when we do our first panel at a con,
I was on Twitter.com,
the Bird app,
famously,
gorgeously,
and I saw someone comment under the Build-A-Bear's thing, or maybe it was like a retweet, that they were like, I thought for sure they were going to drop a Pascal. And I was like, what?
Why?
You did? I mean, this is a Pascal stan account.
Yes, king, my king.
Mm-hmm. But however, my hipster king. But come on. They were.
Yeah.
Come on, guys.
Come on. Where is the Pascal merch? Tell me.
Where's the ROI there? Miss SEO CEO.
CEO of SEO.
Yes.
The CEO of SEO. I know I talk about in this podcast a lot about the status of my villagers and who's at the top and who's at the bottom. Well, let me tell you who, congratulations, who's at the top this week. Miss Rosie is the top villager once again of Iloilo.
Why?
And at this point, she is the elite. She owns this island. I'm giving her a key to the island.
One could say she's the Ilito. Ilito?
Huh?
Ilo.
Yeah, girl. Yeah. So I am packing my pumpkins in my presents and my gift wrappers and whatever. And so, you know, just so I have them ready, wrapped pumpkin for my new villagers. Just walking around. And I was like, okay, I'll talk to Rosie. It's been a while since I haven't talked to her. And I was like, you know what? For fun, why not? Let's give her a pumpkin. She was like, oh my God, the most gorgeous yellow pumpkins I've ever received. Well, I feel like I should give you something too. So how about another picture?
Wow, double photos.
This was my first double photo. I always thought this was a myth. I never thought it was real. I know when Casey talked about, you know, getting your friends having multiple Megan photos, I was like, no, that's witchcraft. This is my first time actually experiencing it, and I had no words.
Never gotten a double photo.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So it's possible. Now wrapping 10.
Oh no.
Now your goal is to get double photos from every now villager.
Okay. I'm not going crazy and asking from everyone. I would like another meringue photo. That would be cute. Yeah. Because then I can gift that. Because that's a cute gift.
Who are you gonna gift?
I think Rosie just like proved Rosie Ari because loves meringue. I'll probably give a photo of meringue to her.
Okay, I was like, because you can't gift photos to other villagers.
Yes, yeah. I meant like players. Or sell them.
Yeah. You could accidentally sell it.
Or trade picture for picture. P4P.
P4P.
I never got Cherry. Cherry was famously my first villager with Antonio.
Oh.
I never got Cherry's photo. So.
Yeah. Yeah. That's really exciting. I wish my villager, my thing is, I just don't want to be giving out more pumpkins, but I'm starting to think maybe I need more from my Lollywood gang that has been there forever.
I would say maybe just start focusing on one or two because
it surely couldn't. I mean, it won't take as long because you're already like best of friends, basically.
Yeah. It shouldn't.
Yeah. Miranda, you should try with Judy.
I know I'm going to.
I want Judy.
I want a picture of Judy in every room in my house.
I want 5 photos of Judy.
I want a picture of Judy's big booty.
I would like a booty picture, please, Judy.
We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, it's time for our town hall. That sound means it's time for the town hall. This is when your resident representatives get 1 minute to address their island villagers in proclamation.
I'll go. I haven't gone first in a while.
Casey. Your town hall starts now.
Attention, villagers. We need to talk about birthday party etiquette. I feel like I'm being judged if I leave too early, and it makes me feel bad. But how long do I have to sit in your or stand in your house and dance around? And I gave you your present already. I talked to both you and the other villager in there. How long do I have to stay in there without feeling bad whenever I go to the door and you say, leaving already or leaving so soon? Well, thanks. It was great to, you know, party with you. Why can't you just say thanks? Like, oh, I'm so glad you could come. Every time you mention leaving so soon, it makes me feel bad and like I need to be there longer. But truly, there's no amount of time that I can, you know, be there. And you probably not say that to me. Also, Megan, you were wearing the same outfit as Melba on her birthday, and that is a no-no. Thank you.
Ooh, and that's one minute. Megan.
They were both wearing their little
It's the sparkly
green
one, right?
It's like a green, like a pale green, like granny dress with like a little cardigan and pearls.
Yes, the pearls.
The pearls.
Yeah, I always feel bad too when that happens because I'm like, I took so many
because
photos.
They always comment on it, and it's like I can't stand here all day.
I got like, stuff to I do. Already... I run the island.
Yeah, it's like I gave you your present. I talked to you. I talked to Megan. I danced around. I took a photo. It's time to go.
Yeah,
I will go.
Miranda, your town hall starts now.
Attention, villagers. Attention, Nook's Cranny. Attention, Timmy and Tommy. We sell lovely different goods every day. We sell tools. We sell medicine. Why do you not sell me fish bait? Why do I have to spend 5 hours during fishing tournament day trying to shovel up some manila clams and break thousands of shovels for a stupid fishing tournament? If you're not going to sell it constantly, fine. Then sell it on fish tournament days. Like, it is ridiculous. I know you give us days warning and we have the whole week to dig for manila clams, but I don't have that kind of time anymore. I don't understand why it cannot just be a staple item that you sell in bulk with the rest of the things. If I can buy medicine, I can buy fish bait.
And that's 1 minute. Fish bait. Ooh, ah. That's shark bait.
Yeah. That's a.
I'm just shocked that you're doing a fishing tournament.
I have a conspiracy theory that I'd like to release onto the pod. I think there are less manila clams on fishing tourney days.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
Because I feel like normally everywhere I go on a beach, there's some water spurting up out of the ground. But on fishing tourney days, the beach is dry as a bone.
But then like your shovel will break, and then all of a sudden it's Fountain of Nations behind you because they're everywhere. And you're like, I don't have a shovel. Let me go make a shovel. I'll be right back.
It's Caesar's Palace, honey, or the Bellagio, honey. Adam, that's a Vegas joke. I know you've never been, so.
We need to do Vegas. Respot does Vegas.
Yeah, now more than ever.
I don't think we do.
But we'll do like Celine Dion. No. Is she still out there? Who's out
there?
Come
on, we can go to the...
Nobody, because there's a global panorama.
once the Rue Girls are back, we can go see their show.
Remember when the mayor of Las Vegas was like, our city volunteers to be the one who's not going to do any restrictions and see how it goes. And the people who live in Las Vegas were like, we do? Are you sure?
Yeah, I remember that. That was like close to a year ago.
That was May. Yeah. Yeah, last May.
Yeah, I agree. They should sell fishing bait in bulk.
Even if it's just like a special item for for fishing tourney day or something.
Yeah. Or like, you know, VJ selling.
You can't make medicine. I still don't have the recipe for medicine.
Well, you know what? AstraZeneca can't make medicine either, so.
Topical. We'll listen back up to this in 5 years and be like, remember when?
Okay. I will go next. We're saving Adam for last.
RJ, start. now.
Attention, villagers. We've already discussed birthdays in this town hall, so I would also like to throw one out there as a celebration also to another birthday that we recently had, to Bo. So I have placed Bo like up in his own little area. He's currently in charge of the pumpkin farms. So I was like, okay, so, you know, since you have the farms, I'm going to gift you a farmer's overalls. I wrapped it for him. I gave it to him and he said, thanks, blah, blah, blah. So cool for giving me a gift. What did I get the next morning? I go over to the mailbox and I get a gift from Bo. And he said, I hope you like this. And I do, Bo. Thank you. Thank you for giving me your photo. I didn't even know that was a possibility either. So, you know, photography is thriving in Ila Ila.
And that's 1 minute. I really thought, honestly, that you were going to say
he gave back my former overalls.
That's what I thought.
He has not worn them. It's just displayed in his home. So
your pockets weren't full?
No, on birthdays, when you give a gift, the next day.
Birthday. They give it. Yeah. I missed.
Yes. Birthday. It was his birthday.
You got his Boto.
Oh.
You think birthday was good, but you didn't like Ilo Ilito?
No.
Or Boto?
Boto I like.
Balto.
Okay. Boto.
Balto.
Balto.
What a great Balto. Film.
I need a photo.
But yes, I was very Balto. Surprised that I got a photo back from a birthday gift. So.
Yeah. That's exciting.
Yeah. Thanks, Bo.
I'm going to find the...
But Bo can leave now, by the way, also.
I love Bo on Kumandra. He's so cute.
He's a little sleepy. Is he
cranky?
He's lazy.
Oh.
Okay, Adam, you're doing the last town hall for
sweets are treats, but crankies are stankies. Okay. That's it. That's all I had.
Stanky.
Both
swanky. Okay, Adam, your town hall starts now.
Attention, villagers of Delfino. Today's town hall message is dedicated to one, our sweet, goofy Wright brothers, more specifically Orville. Baby boy, I understand you have a lonely gig. I know it must get boring playing solitaire all day. At least we know that Wilbur gets to work on his plane and keep busy. But when I need to get a dodo for my guests or fly out, I don't want to have to go through a million dialogue bubbles. I get impatient, and so when I start mashing buttons, sometimes I mess up on a selection and then you won't let me go back, so I have to end my conversation with you, start all over again. My love, please just get to the point and let's catch flights, not feelings. P.S. Wilbur, please let me fly from island to island instead of having to go back to the airport. Kate, love you both. Bye.
And that's 1 minute.
Incredibly,
wow, what a wonderful
valid
town
hall. Catch flights, yes. Not feelings.
Yes, that was from our co-op resident, Michelle. Famously an architect.
Famously
an architect.
Or she's about to be.
She's about to take her license. She's taking the exam. Yeah. But
that's fancy.
That's why when we were walking around Delfino, I was like, she's got the eye for this.
Urban planning, honey.
Mm. Yeah.
I would love to hop from island hop.
Island hop. Yeah. Give me that island hopper after 2 p.m.
It truly, there is genuinely nothing worse than when you're trying to go through as fast as possible and then you hit the wrong button.
Mm-hmm. And Wilbur's like, oh, sorry. Oh, drumsticks.
Oh, drumsticks.
Oh, drumsticks.
Worst. You done messed up.
Try again, please.
Yeah.
Oh, but that was nice, though. If you have a town hall, if you just need to say something out loud to proclaim, much like we do on the show, you can go to theimpliverse.com, click on the resident services logo, and you can write one like Michelle did. She wrote on our comment box and we read it. Adam doesn't have to read it, but
I usually don't actually have a town hall.
Oh, you do?
So No, I'm saying I usually don't.
Oh, okay.
So that's why I typically do read them.
If you do want to write on the bot, like who you want to it to be read by. Between
if you have
sides.
A specific You're, dialect you want us to try.
Yes, dialect, absolutely. Yeah, just give us the given.
I'm not good at reading.
At copy.
So.
Yeah,
I'm not
you
good
can't
at copy.
Choose Casey.
Just please
and I'm
don't
not
use the word.
Either.
Well, everyone's
use the words
me.
Listener miss. Minimum listenership.
Minimum listenership. I listened to another podcast and they did that same ad and he's like a podcaster and he also messed it up. Like he's like
hard.
An actual podcaster. Minimum listenership.
Minimum. I can't.
It's
nope.
The M to the L is really hard.
Minimum the M hard. To the L to the E to the
for E to the I to the hit it for our
Moat to the
time,
E to the.
That was a Moesha reference.
Moesha.
P to the E to the P to the. No, Peppermint didn't do that.
D to the E to the T
D
to the
e
O
to the
hold
o
it.
To the hold it.
X.
Oh yeah. My God. Adam, you're such a fake fan.
Sure
such
am.
Such a fake fan. I'd also like I'm to so mention behind. That my therapist said that I didn't sound like I had a lisp. So.
Yeah, you sound great.
Sounding great.
Next week
very natural.
Will be our first episode where we don't make fun of Casey because we've heard we've heard tell that we are too mean to Casey.
Yes,
on the
I was told
I that
we were.
That.
Thank you, reader.
That people
Thank
are
you,
looking
fan.
Out for me. Yeah, I appreciate yeah. that people are looking out for me because you know sometimes because
no one in this group is. Yeah.
I like how you're like, next week, not today, sis.
Not today. This is our last chance.
Yeah, get last it out.
Yeah, Casey's therapist is like, you may want to ditch your co-podcast hosts as friends. They don't seem like the best people.
On Harry Potter and the Anxious Millennials, we got a review that said, I don't actually think that Allie and Adam are friends. And I was like, we're not. We're colleagues.
Peers. We just work together.
We just work together. And yes. Then Ari talked about the one time we went to brunch and me and Allie were, she was like running late and me and Allie were sitting there and we were like getting in a fight. And Allie texted Ari and said, when are you getting here? Adam and I are fighting. And when she walked into brunch, both of us looked at her and were like, did you see the text? Stupid. Cut all that.
No, I said no editing on this podcast. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Resident Services. You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at ResidencePod. We also have video content coming in the future through the Ampliverse YouTube channel. You can subscribe on youtube.com/theampliverse. You can also join our Resident Services co-op where we share dream addresses, tips and tricks, trade items and villagers, and so much more. That's at facebook.com/groups/resident-services-co-op. Also, don't forget to subscribe to our podcast wherever you listen. And while you're there, be sure to give us a 5-star rating or review so we can get our lilies of the valley. I wish I had great news. I wish there was a sound that said the ta-da, but we don't. We are out of reviews. So this is the end of the podcast. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you all.
We can't have an episode where we're nice to Casey because you didn't write reviews. We could have been nice to Casey next week, but unfortunately today's our last episode. So
if you want us yeah. That you know what? That's the deal to that one fan that told us we were too mean to Casey. Until we have new reviews to read, we will not change our attitudes. Casey.
Yeah. Casey is being held hostage.
Casey's going to go
Casey
on.
Casey the Bear is about to campaign for some reviews.
Some reviews.
On her socials.
You're gonna see all of Casey's aliases on there. Mm-hmm. Pop's going to leave one. Lolly's going to leave one.
Yep. Oh So Handmade. Casey and the Bear.
Parkbound
Casey
Butter.
Likes things. Parkbound Buttons. Yeah. All of the brands that I work for in my daytime job.
Oh my God.
There's gonna be a lot of funeral homes.
You know what? In these troubling times.
This podcast brings me to life, honey.
No.
Gives me life.
No. No, I will. You know what? I will edit this podcast. I decided.
But he's keeping in the nudes.
Keeping in Judy. Don't forget, if you've written us a review, you know what? I don't even want to offer stickers because no one wrote us anything. But if you do write us a review, you can get a resident services sticker. So there you go. More incentive. Casey's emotional health and a sticker. What could you ask? You know, what more could you ask for?
Truly, that's but anyway, all we need in life.
Thank you, Adam. Thank
I
you,
will,
Casey.
I will.
Thank
I'll put it out there. Joining. I'll read a 1-star review. If you give us a 1-star review, you're like,
no,
here's why I don't like this.
No,
I would
girl,
read it.
That's gonna mess up with the algorithm. CEO of algorithms.
Yeah.
Will not
CEO
be happy
SEO.
CEO SEO.
A 4-star.
Leave us a 5-star review, but you can absolutely say the worst things about this podcast.
Yes.
As long as it is a 5-star review.
And you call Miranda self-possessed.
Yes. It's on my headstone. Headstone. Gravestone.
Both.
Both?
Urn.
It's written on my urn. Mm-hmm. In the mausoleum. This podcast brings me alive. Written on my tombstone.
Everyone is okay. If you have not left a review yet and you're listening to this, just leave 5 stars and say
this podcast will not end until we have a review in our. You're really held hostage. We don't have a hard out anymore. This is a 6-hour episode till we get a review.
Yeah, please.
And they usually take a couple days to actually post.
Well, too bad, girl.
Well, good luck.
Good luck. Cancel your plans. Leave us a 5-star review and just say, this podcast gives me life.
Brings me life.
I wrote the we wrote the copy for you.
Yeah. We wrote the copy.
Casey, Adam, Miranda, thank you for joining me on this podcast.
You're absolutely welcome.
You're so welcome.
Everyone,
Isabel, thank you, Isabel, for joining us.
Yes, Isabel, thank you for joining us. Wait until we say the goodbye. This has been Resident Service.
I am.
This is Resident Services. Thanks for listening. Oh.
The one.
Do it again.
Thanks for listening. This is Resident Services signing off.
Nintendo's gonna make us take this whole podcast down because of this.
Yes. They're like copyright.
Licensed content.
Our new theme music is Animal Crossing New Horizons Closed on Sunday Lo-Fi Remix. Thanks to them for letting us use it. Find their music on Spotify, SoundCloud, or YouTube under Closed on Sunday. To contact, DM them on Instagram at Closed on Sunday with 2 Y's at the end.
Discovering voices. Building worlds.